In the fourth Perek of Amos, the Navi begins, he continues to rebuke about the injustice of the leadership against the weak. The Navi begins by referring to the wives of the leaders as Parot HaBashan, the cows of Bashan. Bashan is an area where the land is very, very fertile, and the cows are very, they're well fed. So he refers to these wives as cows of Bashan. Shim'u hadavar hazeh, listen to this. Parot Bashan, the cows of Bashan. Asher behar Shomron, that are in the mountains of Shomron. Har'oshkot dalim, that oppress the weak. Harotetzot evyonim, they crush the poor. Ha'omrot ladonahem, they tell their masters, Havia, bring v'nishtem, we will drink. The Navi is blaming the wives of the leaders by saying that they push their husbands to get more, to oppress more, to get more because they need what they need. Nishba Adonai Elohim, God swears, Bekocho, by His Holiness, Ki hine yamim ba'im alechem, days are coming upon you, Venisa itchem betzinot, they will carry you in boats shaped like shields. V'achritchen, and those that come after you, meaning your children, besirot duga, in fishing boats. It's a very degrading way of carrying them out. An alternative explanation in the Radak is that the word tzinot means a fishing hook. And this is the way, in other words, they're pulling them like a person pulls a fish. So he pulls them and their children in fishing boats. In other words, people will come and pull them out. The Navi continues and he says that the walls of Shomron will be breached in many places. And people will be able to walk out directly without finding or searching for an opening when they want to run away. Ufratzim tetzena isha negda. And from the breaches, a woman will go straight right in front of her. Veishlachtena haharmona. They will be chased out through the palace, is a statement of God. The palaces at the time were adjacent to the walls of the city, for example, the same way Hezekiah and Melech escaped Jerusalem. So they will be running out through the palace. Now the Navi turns back to the other idea that he constantly goes back to, is Avodah Zarah. The Nevuah is a bit cynical here. Bow Betel, come to Betel, Upishru, and sin. Ha Gilgal, go to Gilgal, Harbulif Shawar, do a lot of sinning. Vehaviu la Bokir Zevchechem, and bring your korbanot, bring your sacrifices in the morning. Vishloshet Yamim, the 3 days, Ma'asiratechem, your tithing. These two places, Betel and Gilgal, were places of Avodah Zarah. Bet-El was the area where Yerav'am ben Nevat, he built a temple. And Gilgal was the area where the Mishkan had been in the past, and the prophets of Baal, they made some sort of temple over there. Now, a kosher zevach, a zevach brought in the Beit HaMikdash, can only be eaten that day and the next day. So he's saying, go there if you want to eat it for the third day, because you want to eat your korbanot on the third day. Vekater, the next pasuk. Vekater mehamet toda. Bring your toda. Bring your korban toda, the Thanksgiving offering. Bring it from hametz, from leaven. Even though in the Beit HaMikdash you weren't allowed to bring hametz. Virkiu nedavot hashmiru, and announce, let there be heard voluntary offerings. Kichena haftem, for that's what you've loved. Bnei Yisrael, nuum Adonai Elohim, is a statement of God. Now the Navi turns to what God is saying he had done in the past. He had punished in the past and give retribution in the past that hadn't worked. V'gam ani natati lechem, I have also given you nikyon shinayim, clean teeth, meaning no food. Bechol arechem, in all your cities. V'choser lechem, and lack of bread. Bechol mekomot echem, in all your places. V'lo shavtem adai ne'um Adonai, and you haven't returned to me, is the pronouncement of God. V'gam anochi, I have also manati mikem, held back from you. את הגשם, the rain, בעוד שלושה חודשים, חודשים לקציר. When there are still 3 months before the harvest, God already had cut off the rain early. והמטרתי על עיר אחת, and I have let rain go on one city, ועל עיר אחת לא אמטיר. On the second, on different city, I haven't given rain. חלקה אחת תימטר, one plot will have rain, וחלקה שלא תמטיר עליה תיבש. And that plot where rain had not fallen on her, tivash, will dry up. The Metzudah explains that God is saying he didn't do this in a natural way. He didn't make it just a natural year of less rain or a year of more rain. God made it very scattered. Some cities yes, some cities no. Some plots yes, some plots no. He made it very obvious this was unnatural that there was no rain. It's an obvious punishment. V'na'u, says the Pasuk continues, the Nevuah continues. V'na'u shetayim shalosh arim il irahat. And people from two or three cities travel to another city, lishtot mayim, to drink water. Velo yisbaru, and they were not satisfied. Velo shavtem adai ne'um Adonai, and you haven't returned to me, is the pronounced by God. Hiket yetchem b'shidafon, on years that there was rain, God gave a lot of wind. He hit them with wind. Uvayerakon, and with extreme dryness. Harbot ganotechem v'charmechem, the larger gardens, you made the gardens larger, and their keramim, the places where they have their vineyards, the places where they have their vineyards. Utenechem, and their figs, vizetechem, and their olives, yochal hagazam, the locust will eat. V'lo shavtem adai ne'um Adonai, you still have not, and you have not returned to me, is the statement of God. Now, in order to get sustenance, get food, the Bnei Yisrael, they sent people down to Egypt to buy and to get food. Shilachti vachem David baderech Mitzrayim, I sent pestilence on the way to Mitzrayim. Haragti v'cherev v'churachem, I have killed with a sword the young men that you've sent down to bring back food. Im shivi susachem, with your captured horses. Va'ale be'osh machanechem, and I raise the bad smell of your camps. Uv'apechem v'lo shavtem adai ne'um Adonai, and you haven't returned to me, is the pronouncement of God. Hafachti bachem, I overturned among you. Kemapechat Elohim et Sedom vet Amora, like the turning over that God turned over Sedom and Amora. Vetiyu keud mutzal misrefa, and the little bit that what I spared is like a wood stake that is saved from a fire. Velo shavtem adai, you didn't return to me. You still haven't returned to me. Ne'um Adonai is the pronouncement of God. Lachen, therefore, says God. Thus I will do to you, Yisrael. Erekev kizot, since this, Erekev I will do to you, hikon, likrat Elohecha Yisrael. Prepare to return to your God, Yisrael. God now says he knows everything, and he's going to see everything. Ki hine, behold, yotzer harim, creates mountains, uvore ruach, and creates wind. Umagid le adam, and he can tell to a person maseho, what his speech is. Also shahar aifa, he turns darkness, dawn into darkness. Vodorech al bamote aretz, and God, he tramples on the high places of the land, meaning he tramples on the proud and the haughty. Adonai Elohe Tzevaot Shema, God the Lord of hosts is his name.